By the end of this year, the Nuclear Waste Management Organization will decide where Canada's nuclear waste should be stored. The final candidates are near Ignace in the Wabagoon River watershed or near South Bruce in southern Ontario. A dozen First Nations from across northern Ontario led a rally today to voice their concerns about the project. More than 100 people were at the rally at Thunder Bay's Waverley Park, along with the CBC's Sarah Law.
You got Grand Island away. There you go. So one word, Gawin means no, we don't want this. All right?
My name is Gary Quizis, and I'm from Nishkandaga First Nation. I'm a community member. I have a couple members here. I have two counselors or two leaders here with me, and a couple youth. And we're here to participate regarding this dangerous nuclear waste that's going to be put in our homelands. You know, our waters are connected right through the coast, from inland to the coast. All waters are connected, and we're very concerned on this proposed nuclear that's going to be put in.
And why was it so important for you to bring community members all the way to Thunder Bay to speak out about this, especially the youth, you said?
Our community is a fly-in community. It's about an hour flight from Thunder Bay. And the water flows from where the proposed nuclear is going to be. Because the water circulates to all areas, all rivers. So that's why we have a big concern on it. Like it's, you know, and we take our youth to just pass Absala to go land-based training, hunting, because it's a territory where we belong to, where our ancestors shared the land to survive, you know, and we're continuing that knowledge that was passed on. And all these new challenges we have in the world where, you know, it really corrupts our livelihood. You know, it's always an oversight on the First Nations. So that's why we came out. We want to have a voice to say this about this nuclear waste. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Lily Moses. I live here in Thunder Bay, but my mother's family reserves in Pick River, and my father's from Gull Bay.
And tell me what made you decide to come out here today.
Well, it's important that we come out here to talk about the land and the water and all everything between, because it's our job as Anishinaabe Kwe, as Anishinaabe peoples, to protect the earth.
We've seen a dozen First Nations come together to sign a joint letter in opposition to this project. How does it feel to see that kind of support and these communities coming together for that?
I think it's amazing. It's truly something to see. It's really important that we all come together and that we all stand against nuclear waste coming here to our territories, because if something bad were to happen, it's terrible. It would destroy our waters, it would destroy our land and our air.
Mm-hmm. So I saw you up on the stage participating in the song and drum. What was that like?
Well, we sang two songs up there so far, and I think at the end they're going to be singing the traveling song. The first was calling in the grandfathers, and the song itself is honoring the four directions and all the beings and all our ancestors that reside in those sections. And then the second song we sung was Meet Me by the Water. And I'm just learning it myself, but it sounds like it's about protest. It's about coming together and drumming together, because the drum is the heartbeat of Mother Earth. And when you hear that drum, it's like the roots of a tree. They spread out towards, and supposed to be about healing and standing against nuclear waste, specifically on this day.
That's the main thing that we're here, all right? To protect our traditional lands, our water, you know, our trees, our animals. That's what we're here for.
I'm Chrissy Isaacs. I'm from Grassy Narrows.
What made you decide to come to today's rally?
Well, the nuclear waste would definitely affect my community, our community, and like the communities that are on the river system. I'm really hopeful for the north because, you know, of the Northern Chiefs Alliance, how all these communities are stepping up together, you know, in unity to protect, you know, the north from, you know, mining, logging, and, you know, stuff like this, you know, something that could be potentially devastating for future generations.
We talk a lot about free, prior, and informed consent. When it comes to storing nuclear waste, what does that mean to you?
You know, a lot of people talk about truth and reconciliation, and I feel like that none of that is being met because, you know, there's not no real talks, you know, with First Nations. And if there is, you know, it's not real consent because they're, you know, throwing money around or, you know, inviting to these meetings and saying that they, you know, that they're consulting. And I feel like there's a lot of division, you know, because of these tactics, I'll say. But I honestly believe, you know, in every Anishinaabe's heart, you know, that we want what's best for our future generations. And for sure, it's like no nuclear waste.
That was the CBC's Sarah Law speaking with participants of a rally in Thunder Bay today, where more than 100 people were protesting against a potential nuclear waste repository near Ignace. CBC News has not received a response from the Nuclear Waste Management Organization about today's demonstration.